This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Monday, BASF unveiled the first and only biotechnology trait for soybean cyst nematode called Nemisphere. The new trait will provide growers with SCN resistance without limiting yield potential. We will hear more with Mike McCarville with BASF next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 gallons of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Soybean cyst nematode is the number one yield-robbing pest in soybeans in the United States. Nematodes cost growers collectively $1.5 billion in yield loss each year, according to research by BASF. In addition to lost yields, the effectiveness of current SCN traits is on the decline.
A pathogen that was first discovered in the U.S. in 1954. The two sources of resistance that we use today, PI8788 and Peking, first released publicly in the late 60s. We've not had a new major trait launch in this space in over 60 years.
That is Mike McCarville, BASF Trait Development Manager. He says farmers have made it clear that they are looking for more answers to deal with SCN in their fields.
If you ask farmers, what do we need solutions for? I think the best way to check that is checkoff dollars. 2 cents out of every bushel, spend it on research. What do they spend their research money on? Number one thing is SCN. And what's the number one thing that they're trying to spend those dollars on? A new trait. They ask all the universities, can you find us a new trait?
Nemisphere is anticipated to be available in 2028, pending regulatory approval.
And so with that, thinking that we have this new trait solution, right? We want to make farmers aware of it. Caroline, you said we need to educate, right? The very first thing that we need to do is we need to give this thing a name. We need to give it a name so that people can start to understand what is coming to the market, what it provides, and the solution that it can be for their problem. And so with that, this is how we will go to market with this first solution. People have been chasing this for years. And for 60 years, it's the first time that we're going to have something really new. And it's Nemisphere.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.